It's at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Senate Democrats meet behind closed doors today to discuss next steps for President Biden's reelection effort. Separately, the president's physician released a letter last night aimed at answering reporters' questions about a Parkinson's disease specialist who visited the White House 8 times in 8 months.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the chief executive's physician, said Dr. Kevin Kennard examined President Biden for his annual physicals. O'Connor says exam results were made public each time and there's no signs of Parkinson's. Dr. O'Connor says Dr. Kennard and the president gave permission late Monday to release the information. O'Connor says Kennard has been to the White House dozens of times and holds regular neurology clinics for thousands of active duty service members assigned there.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Nearly 2 million Houston area homes and businesses with no electric power after now Tropical Storm Beryl, which is raining itself out over the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys. This is ABC. An enormous donation to a prominent medical school will translate into free tuition for most who complete their degrees. The story from ABC's Sherry Preston.
Starting in the fall, Johns Hopkins University Med School will be free for students from families earning less than $300,000 a year, thanks to a billion-dollar gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies. For those whose families earned less than $175,000, room and board and fees will also be covered. Most Johns Hopkins School of Medicine students graduate with about $100,000 in student debt. This gift will lower that to about $60,000 by 2029. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Talk about some derring do. An empty runaway powerboat was speeding in circles on New Hampshire's Lake Winnipesaukee. 17-year-old Brady Procon jumped on a jet ski, pulled alongside, jumped aboard, and cut the engine. Procon, who's joining the Navy, told WMUR-TV it was scary and fun. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 82 and partly sunny conditions. A slight chance of a shower later on today. Also light and variable winds between 2 and 6 miles per hour later today. For tonight, some clouds and mild conditions, a high of 63. Wednesday, partly sunny and seasonal. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible and a high of 82. Thursday, 82 with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Friday, 85 with a 30% chance of nighttime showers. That takes you through the current week. Yesterday, 82 was the high. We did pick up a trace of precipitation. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 63 degrees. That happens to be the overnight low. And it is now time to officially begin the broadcast day, Tuesday, July 9th.
you like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We've got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One double up,
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Well, don't you want to see the friends you lost who were waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Well, we got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train. Left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train.
That's Pat Boone as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem sung by Cher. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you today on a Tuesday, July 9th. Good to be up early and feeling squirrely. It was only a two-alarm morning for me. I have three set usually, but two-alarm morning. So not bad, but it was really good sleeping overnight, that's for sure. Makes it a little tougher to pry yourself out and get going. But once you're on your feet, then it's fine. It's good morning to rise and shine, too. We're headed toward 82. We only had a trace of precipitation yesterday. There was more predicted, and we didn't get it. So it turned out to be a pretty pleasant day, didn't it? Let's start those chores. This is Johnny Cash.
Good times come around. Nickels and pennies are few. Don't have a fortune for you. Love you, yes I do, and I'm happy to be with you.
Tellus on the Mel Kiau Show. 5:14 on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday, there were some problems with Richland County Communication Center and 911 lines for several counties experienced some issues. But as of last night, things were working again. So no issues there. If you need emergency services, it looks like all of that has been restored. The Pine River Recreation Trail from Richland Center to Lone Rock will be closed today and tomorrow for maintenance. Coffee with the Chamber will be held today from 7 until 8 at Christie Sunnyside. This month's guest will be Marty Richards with Richland Center Tourism. Stop in for coffee, information, and good conversation. Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. Reminders from our community calendar today at WRCO. Little John Denver early in the morning. Get me out of the doghouse soon.
I've been lately thinking about my life's time, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind. I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. And I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around, lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share? Days they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. Changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. For though my life's been good to me, there's still so much to do, so many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family, I'd like to sail away and dance across the mountains on the moon. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
John Denver on WRCO Radio, the title cut from one of his albums, and, well, my wife's favorite singer there. Hopefully that, you know, smooth things over at home. You never know. But anyway, we're getting smoothed over with a little fog. About an hour ago, I was thinking, oh, it's going to be pretty clear this morning, but all of a sudden, it settles in. And not to be Mr. Doom and Gloom, but I do agree with a caller that yesterday that said, doesn't the fog kind of seem more like August? And I said, yeah, you're right. It kind of does. Which, hopefully, that doesn't mean things are ahead of schedule for the rest of the year, but I guess we'll take it as it comes. Coming up, a look at sports. Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club proudly presents Ribfest this Sunday at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2 or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go. Plus, plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest this Sunday from 11 until 2. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in American Legion Baseball, it was Toma over the Gays Mills Grizzlies by a score of 1-0. On the state scene, the Brewers had the day off yesterday. They will play host to the Pittsburgh Pirates beginning this evening. Games in the American League yesterday, Detroit 1-0 over Cleveland, Minnesota 8, the White Sox 6. It was Texas 9-4 over the Angels. In the National League, Pittsburgh 8, the Mets 2, St. Louis 6-0 over Washington, Cincinnati 6-0 over Colorado, and Atlanta beat Arizona. Final score of 5-4. New Packer running back Josh Jacobs is expected to be the best ball carrier in the NFC North. At least that's the take of the pro football analyst at SI.com. Jacobs is the pick ahead of former Packer running back Aaron Jones of the Lions and Shamari Gibbs as well. The new guy in Green Bay gets that respect despite the fact he's coming off a weak performance in 2023. After leading the league with 1,653 yards in 22, he was held to just 805, but at 26, expected to have a bounce-back season. The Packers begin training camp, how can it be, later this month. That's a look at sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock, it is time to officially kick it in gear with the aerobic polka. If you're ready, I'll give you just a little bit to compose yourself. All right. Okay, here we go. A one and a two and a... Polish Wedding Polka from the Polka Kings. Good for what ails ya. Although I favored my left leg there, my sciaticus acting up here. But anyway, we got along all right. Don't worry about me. 63 degrees here at WRCO. Partly sunny today. A slight chance of a shower later on. A high of 82. Tonight, some clouds and mild and a low of 63. Wednesday, partly sunny and seasonal. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. And a high of 82. Right now, 64 degrees in a fog in Richland Center. Here's Red Sovine.
Snow, they're moving on. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. I'm leaving out of Memphis, going to Nashville 3. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. So roll, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll. King of the open road. Out of Louisville, there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing a twist. So low, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll, king of the open road.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engine headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away. Leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Slowly fading.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers, and Silver Wings on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 63 foggy degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. Finding an estate tax solution is a priority. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association summer business meeting in San Diego.
The current estate tax exemption sunset at the end of 2025, and the president of NCBA says a solution is needed sooner rather than later.
How many times does a family have to pay for a farm or ranch over and over and over again before they actually own it?
Mark Isley tells Brownfield the current lifetime estate and gift tax exemption is set at $13.61 million, but that could change.
This current administration has proposed as high as a 60% death tax. I don't know of any businesses that can survive a 60% estate tax.
He says members continue to work on policy for the organization, and from there,
educate members of Congress to how and why this works, the economic ripple effects it has.
From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days begins 5 weeks from today. Brownfield's Larry Lee tells us what to expect at this year's show.
This year's show starts August 13th and is hosted by farmer Jamie Close and his family, along with their neighbors at Chippewa Valley Music Festivals.
The tent city is going to be mostly on the Music Fest area. We own the property around it, so the field demos, some of Tent City will spill over onto ours. Just going to be a joint effort.
Matthew Holub and his father Dan are handling field demonstrations, which are taking tight budgets and wet field conditions into consideration.
The mowing, tedding, raking, merging, and baling in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, we'll do wrapping demonstrations, both the line wrappers and individual wrappers, as well as some combination balers.
Charlie Walker's with the Chippewa Valley Economic Development Corporation.
You get to sample different types of food. And you're going to see some aquaponics. You're going to see some drones. You're going to see some cool tractors.
Again, the three-day event starts August 13th. From Farm Technology Day's media event near Kadot, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin farmers saw nearly a full week, 6 days, suitable for field work last week. The USDA's latest weekly crop progress and condition report shows 51% of the state is battling surplus soil moisture issues. 62% of the core crop is rated good to excellent condition, up 1% from last week. Soybeans blooming reached 22%, 3 points behind the average, but 60% of the crop is in good to excellent condition, up 3% from a week ago. 84% of oats are headed, with 78% in good to excellent condition, which is down 2 points. 69% of pastures are rated in good to excellent condition. Nationally, the USDA's national ratings improved a little over the past week for corn and soybeans. 68% of U.S. corn is rated good to excellent, and 68% of soybeans are in good to excellent condition. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Direct cash cattle trade into the day sluggish, and cash hogs were steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country got off to a slow start on Monday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. According to Oklahoma's weekly cattle auction report, There weren't enough feeder cattle and calves to test trends across the state last week, as nearly all sales were closed for the 4th of July holiday. USDA says a few sales occurred here and there early in the week, but these were lightly tested due to extreme heat and humidity throughout the region. Demand was very good for a limited number of feeder cattle. The supply included 51% steers, and 67% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 901 pounds, brought 247 to 250. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 601 pounds, sold for $255.50 to $275.50. Boxed beef was mixed at the close, with choice up 4 cents at $330.47, and select was down 34 cents at $304.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, even on the week, and down 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to higher, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like some buyers might have to bid up a little to move the needed near-term numbers and keep chain speed at current levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 118, with a base range of 83 to 9150 and weighted average of 9063. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.50, with a weighted average price of 9093. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at 60, slaughter sows were steady at 54 to 60, boars marked at 18. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at 58 to 70, barrels and gilts were steady at 52 to 62, boars ranged from 8 to 28. Pork values were higher at the close, up 108 at $95.99, and estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply lower on technical selling, waiting for the week's direct business. Lean hog futures were mixed, mostly lower, adjusting spreads and monitoring retail clearance signals from the long holiday weekend. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were lower with generally favorable development weather in much of the region. August beans were down 17 and a quarter at 11.49. September was 29 and a quarter lower at 10.96 and three quarters. September corn was 17 and a quarter lower at 393 and a quarter. December was down 16 and a quarter at 407 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for that direct trade. August live was down $2.07 at 184.35. October was $1.87 lower at 185.30. August feeders were down $2.30 at 259.17. And adjusting spreads and watching demand, August hogs were up 35 at 89.52. October lean was down 95 at 72.52. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Beef production can be sustainable. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Maybe beef producers are not contributors to climate change, but rather could help fix the problem. That's the business model behind the South Dakota-based company AgSpire. Company spokesman and cattle rancher Jared Nock tells why the company was started.
It was really the environmental concern about cattle production and beef production particularly that I thought was probably the biggest risk factor to there being people, descendants or neighbors or friends, on the acres that I'm on today 100 years from now or beyond that, doing what we're able to do today. And was trying to seek a way to understand that, to explain it to both myself and to consumers, to make sure that we really are doing the right thing as ranches and farms on the land.
Knox says AgSpire offers sustainability programs for farms, ranches, and related organizations.
Restoring degraded farmland and saline areas back to perennial pasture, introducing livestock back to the landscape, sequestering carbon, doing all kinds of things that have not only a narrative value, but also a true outcome value that would help companies meet their sustainability goals if only they were captured and contained and passed through the supply chain.
That supply chain has some rather large players who are interested in making the industry more sustainable, and you'll hear from one of them tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. U.S. food producers will continue to access markets in Chile, despite efforts by European Union countries to have exclusive use of common product names. Jaime Castaneda is with the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
We're very happy with the actions of this administration in making sure that we continue to have access to Chile. But think about this. It's not that we're gaining anything. It is actually protecting what we already have.
The U.S. and Chile already have a free trade agreement and are now exchanging letters of mutual understanding, allowing the sale of U.S.-produced cheeses and meats using common names that the European Union wants exclusive use of, such as feta cheese.
It is global what the EU is trying to do.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says dairy shipments slipped 5% in May compared to the month before because of mixed demand. Total U.S. dairy export values are down 6% year-to-date, while volumes are down 2%. The Export Council is expecting record-high cheese shipments for the year, with sales up 27% for the first 5 months. May cheese exports increased 47% from 2023. High-protein whey shipments rose 19%, while low-protein whey product exports increased 17%. The Dairy Council points to reduced demand from Southeast Asia, including a 51% decline in non-fat dry milk skim milk powder, as a large factor for May's weaker performance. Cash dairy prices started Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange mixed after the holiday-shortened week. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents at 48.5 cents. Blocks down 6 cents at $1.96. Barrels up 3.75 cents at $1.94. Butter down 0.25 cents at $3.13. And non-fat dry milk up 0.25 cents at $1.18.75. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The forecast for today calls for a high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower later on today. Some clouds and mild on the evening hours for tonight, 63. For Wednesday, a low 80 high with spotty showers possible. Thursday, 82. And 85 by Friday with a 30% chance of nighttime showers. From there, it looks pretty muggy and hot for the weekend. Temps near 90 on Saturday and low 90s for Sunday. In Richland Center, there is some fog about. We're at our overnight low. It is 63 degrees. This is Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Jim Reeves.
According to my heart, you're the one for me. The one love of my life is here when you're with me. If someone stole your love, my heart would beat no more. For you're the one my heart is always longing for. According to my heart, the future will be bright. And every day I pray that my heart knows what's right. According to my heart, according to my heart, the future will be bright. And every day I pray that my heart knows what's right.
Lucy, you won't do your daddy's will. You just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied. Lucille won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you. I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked her friends about her, but all that left was tied to Lucille. Back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Lucy, baby, satisfy my heart. Satisfy my heart.
Jennings on WRCO Radio. Tony Schumacher's weather is coming up in just a little while here today. We'll update you on that. And it looks like it's kind of a typical summer forecast. Looks like we've kind of gotten past the rainy season, the rainy spell, at least for the time being. A reminder today that Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight from 6:30 until 8 at Eagles School, Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. And for more information or the Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. And Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, next business meeting will be tonight at 7 at the American Legion Post 13 Hall, right here in Richland Center. This is Gary Morris on the Light in the Mill Cow Show.
There's so many people out in the world just like me. Hoping to hear a few simple words to believe. And one honest touch is more than enough for someone with no one to love. Though I'm afraid
on the Light in the Mill Cow Show, WRCO FM 100.9. It's coming up on 5 minutes before 6.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like a pretty quiet weather day shaping up around here with seasonal temperatures. Meanwhile, we're watching a strip of rain, pretty big one at that, associated with the remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl in the southern plains around Arkansas, tracking northeast, causing some very heavy rain amounts. In fact, flood advisories in place all the way from eastern Oklahoma clear up to lower Michigan through tonight, where some places could see up to 5 inches of rainfall. Some of that rain may clip extreme southeast Wisconsin tonight into early tomorrow, but right now it looks like it should miss us. Meanwhile, the atmosphere will become just a bit unstable later today, so we can't rule out a spotty shower. About the same story tomorrow, seasonal temperatures, mixed skies, maybe a stray shower. Thursday, still a weak disturbance in the upper atmosphere, could bring a stray shower to the region. Otherwise, temperatures will be seasonal then, warming up above normal for the weekend. As some hot air, which has been parked over the western part of the country, nudges eastward, it will be quite humid with that as well, so be prepared. Otherwise, today, partly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s, that slight chance of a shower late this afternoon. Wind should be light and variable. Tonight, some clouds and mild conditions, low at 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny and seasonal with a spotty shower, thunderstorm possible. High temperature about 82, northeast wind up to 10. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, patchy fog, low 61. For Thursday, partly sunny, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, although most of the day should be dry, high at 82. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy and warm, low 61, high 85. Chance of scattered storms at night. Over the weekend, partly sunny, turning hot and humid, with some widely scattered thunderstorms possible. Lows in the mid to upper 60s, high near 89 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday, could reach the low 90s for Monday as well. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees. We have some fog that's starting to lift a little bit after it was fairly thick here around the building. Look at yesterday, it was 82 degrees with a trace of precipitation on Monday. The record high for this day, July 9th, goes back to 1938. 98 was the top temperature. The record low was established in 1961 at 44. Last year's high was 85 and the low 54. Sunset will occur at 8:43 this evening. Sunrise time 5:31 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer at 29.93. No precipitation today, with skies that are mostly clear and some fog that is starting to lift. We're at 63 degrees, our overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is next. Sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. The news also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and